Hey, hello everyone, I'm Bruffy1322 and welcome to the 9th episode of the Choking Hazard podcast with my co-hosts, Sugarfree Nuss over that side.
Howdy.
And RDT down below. We're going to wing it this week. We're going to talk about various things. Bit of MCC, bit of affiliates on Twitch. My adventures in Sweden we might touch on, you know, we're just going to wing it. It's going to be what it is. We're going to do what we do best when there's the three of us.
Yeah. It's going to be as professional as always.
Yeah. Maybe not what we do best, but, you know, what we just do. We're the only thing we can do. This unprofessional, terrible stream.
Whatever this is.
People seem to enjoy it, though. People seem to enjoy it.
So.
I think, yeah, okay, fair enough. It's not terrible. It's just mediocre.
It's below average.
Below average, just slightly below average.
Yeah, below average, aspiring to be average. That's always been my life, so.
Sure.
Just carries right over to the podcast.
Yeah. And we are all in GT2 for the MCEC on our respective platforms, so that works in with that as well. Middle, the mediocre class.
Exactly. Just perfectly average.
I'm gonna just say something before we get started that... if you're watching this on YouTube and you're wanting an audio version of this podcast, there is an audio version. The links are down below in the description on YouTube. You can listen to this podcast in your car, driving to work or on a walk or something. Make Nos happy about being closer to being a radio DJ in the 80s.
Yeah, so be sure to leave us a review on iTunes because it really helps us out.
Yeah, that's what we should talk about. We had our first review on iTunes. Did you see that? Yeah. I tweeted you guys.
And it was four stars. Positive.
Positive. It wasn't the five stars. It wasn't five stars, but I wouldn't expect five stars for this.
We're
it
not
was four
worth
stars.
Five.
Four not stars perfect. Was quite impressive for this average podcast.
For whatever this is.
Yeah.
Brought to you by Audible and FreshBooks. Not yet.
Not yet. We don't have any sponsors just yet. If you listen to it in a train, it counts. Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah, I'd say it's okay. Yeah, we got our first review, and it was good, and I'm happy. Very happy. But everyone is happy.
Yeah, that's the great. Review probably was rigged.
Yeah, it probably was.
It was someone who already liked us before.
But so
I think the four-star might be because of me. Like, because I'm the one that everyone wants to hate on this podcast, because I just can't keep my mouth shut. So, but you know, you got to take off a star for that.
I was going to say something. Oh, yeah, it's Google Play. We need to...
Oh, yeah.
It's so annoying. Google Play podcasts...
For our Android users out of there.
...doesn't exist in anywhere outside of the US and Canada.
Huh.
It's so stupid.
That's
so
weird.
I can't create the podcast from here, from the UK. And
sure
even if I could do it on Google Play, only people in the US and Canada would be able to listen to it on Google Play.
Ugh, it's just
I don't understand that. Why do we have these restrictions on areas now in this world?
On the internet.
The internet,
like
where
the
everything is connected. But
not the World Wide Web.
It's unbelievable. Move to the US, bro. I don't know. So that one is still pending. When that sort of becomes more widely available, we'll try to do it. I know some people ask for Spotify. I don't think that's a possibility. SoundCloud isn't a possibility as well. But the RSS feed, you don't have to just listen to this on iTunes. The RSS feed is below the iTunes link. Or it might be above it. I don't know. And
it's
you just basically
down,
you
man.
Get a podcast player app. And you just put in the RSS feed link and it will be straight to the podcast and you'll get everything. You don't need to listen to it on, you know, iTunes or whatever.
Yeah.
So just something to keep in mind. But if you do listen to it on iTunes, give us a review. You don't have to listen to it at all. That's true. You can watch
it
on
YouTube.
It
really helps us out. That's the line always.
Oh yeah, leave us a review. It
really
helps us out.
It really helps us out.
Yeah.
Us being Bruffy.
It actually does make a difference.
Everything from
no, I get helped by proxy. That's the only reason.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Remember?
Okay.
I'm only
here
for personal gain.
My pay is the laughs of the viewers.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
not enough for me. Gotta have a
That's not enough.
That.
No, you don't.
Okay.
All right. So we're all in this. We've got a mediocre podcast. We are mediocre drivers. We're all being in GT2 of the MCEC, which is 2 weeks away, pretty much. From when most people will see this.
I'm excited.
Are you excited? What do you think about it?
I'm very excited.
Season 4, it's been a year and a half since season 3. So yeah, it keeps... It's like Rockstar Games. Every single season gets... I think there was only like half a year. Half a year between seasons 1 and 2, and then a year between seasons 2 and 3, and now a year and a half between 3 and 4. So
it's like Rick and Morty, kind of like...
Yeah. It's every single season progressively makes me want to kill myself a little bit more. So it takes me longer to recover from it to then do the next season.
Just take your anger out in a spreadsheet. You'll be okay.
Yeah, maybe.
But another thing to mention, all three of us have been in all 4 seasons of MCEC.
That's not true at all.
What? RDT, you weren't in season 1?
I missed one. No, I was in season 1. I don't think I was in season 2.
Were you not? Okay, then I'm lying to you. Then only me and Bruff have been in all the seasons.
Were you not in season 2? No, you weren't. That was during your long hiatus from the crew and GTA.
Oh. I was out there learning stuff.
Yeah. But I mean, he's still an original from season 1. We all participated in season 1.
Yeah.
That is true.
For anyone who doesn't know,
I've been here since December of 2013, so I've basically seen it all, you know.
Yeah, that's true. One of the true OGs of the subscribers on YouTube. For anyone who's watching this on YouTube and doesn't know what the MCEC is, I did release a video a few days ago. If you're watching this on Twitch live, then I will be releasing a video in a few days. that time travel talking again.
Continuity.
Yeah, but most people who are watching this on Twitch probably already know what the MCEC is anyway.
This is true, because we just had the drawing for the teams, and they were
We just had
rich.
The drawing for the teams, yeah. I can't believe we had 300 people watching that.
You're watching that, a sheet. Will
that,
we
yeah,
watch
that'll
that
get uploaded to Bruffy's Random Bits, the draws. Yeah, the team
Fantastic.
Draws. Yeah, that was good. So, yeah, see, we've all been around since season 1. I mean, it's been going for a while. It's not always having a season as soon as one finishes, we start another one. It kind of, I guess, it builds up the hype a bit between seasons, and they're quite a big thing. Yes. Especially the way that season 3 has been organized, we've got quite big gaps between the races, so it's spanning like 5 months with a mid-season break. It's quite a big event now. But we were all around for season 1 when it just started out as an old gen, 16 players, 2 GTs, 8 players OG. Per GT. What are the things that have changed since then? What's your standout memory from that season?
What the hell was that?
Oh no, RDT's died.
Oh, I died.
RDT's dead.
Oh no. What just happened?
Fix that.
Fix that real quick.
We can still continue because for those who aren't watching this, for those who are listening to this, they've nothing is different. Nothing's different for them. It's just RDT's camera is dead. So
what?
Oh, and no sugar free, no spanning. Okay, I'll fix this while
no Skype now.
It had to come at some point.
Yeah, you like it. See, this is why I did not make it my real name. Is because something like this would happen.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
So, oh shit.
We can't wait for Discord to get video. We absolutely need that.
Yeah, and then this show can be brought to you by Discord. Right, Discord. Yeah. The number one communication
Fixed,
service. For
saved. Games. Saved emote in the chat.
Saved. That's how easy it was.
Yeah, good stuff. It had to happen eventually. I was waiting for that at some point. I'm surprised it's got us to episode 9 without any issues like that happening.
Yeah, I don't even know what just happened. Skype just closed.
Yeah, nothing happened. So, don't worry. Those who are listening to this, it's all good. Everything's fine. what's your standout memory from season one? Yeah,
it'd probably be Troa telling me lines on North Loop because I was so terrible. There were no other reserves, and I was the worst there, and I needed some heavy duty training. And Troa took me around North Loop, and it didn't work. I came in last and got lapped by my whole GT. But
that was the final race of the season, right?
That was. Yeah. I was in how many races? 2 SUVs
three,
and supers.
I thought you
maybe
three.
It was 3.
Based on the stats, I think you've been in 3 because you've done 23 overall. So that would be the 2 tens for each season.
So I don't remember what the third race was. I can't remember, but the SUV race and the super race, I did awful in them. They were awful. Oh, I remember in the SUV races when I made everyone almost crash. because I went pip pip toot toot cheerio and all that, let me pass, or something like that, if you remember that. So,
well, in the game chat.
Yeah, in the game
chat. I never used to listen to the game chat, so yeah, I didn't know. I know.
But, so I made everyone except you crash.
Right, okay. what about you, RDT? What's your standout memory from season one?
Wasn't this a call-in question?
I think it was.
Point?
It wasn't it your standout memory from just everything? All of YouTube and YouTube videos or something?
Yeah, something like that. Just answer the question, RDT.
Well, that, whatever. I'll answer the same way, though, because it comes from the same thing. Was me being 30 minutes late to the Compex.
Oh, yeah.
And just flying in and crashing into everyone.
That was great.
That was absolutely hilarious. I mean, I've never...
At the time.
Yeah, at the time, that was hilarious. I don't recommend anybody doing now, because at this point, I'd probably lose my shit and just go, what
especially
are you doing that for?
The first race. Yeah, exactly.
We're trying to have a proper meetup. Me. Yeah. No, it was really good.
Oh, I remember MCC3, the Vans round as well. That's a standout one to me.
Yeah. For all that the bad ways. Yeah, for all the wrong reasons.
The only way I got through with my sanity is that I was playing music and hosting a radio show while I drove. That was it. Something had to keep me occupied. So for the few of you, I know Hoo-Ha remembers it and Strag, but that was quality.
The thing is, it's things like that that make the MCC, like those memorable moments, like even the bad races, it gives you a memory. It you know, the ups and downs and good races, some bad races. It's such a long championship and such big races and long races as well. Can anybody? I don't know whether Noss was around when we did that, but I think RDT, you were in that. Were you in that original multi-class race
loop
that we did on the North Loop?
Elegies and Penumbras, yeah.
Elegies and Penumbras.
I've heard about it though.
Yeah. I'm sure the highlights of that are still the full race. I think is still on my Twitch channel as a highlight. It was one of the first streams I did to cover that event. And then we did the same thing on Los Santos Grand Prix a few weeks later with three GTs.
Yes.
I think there was the Corquette.
With 16 people.
With 16 people, yeah.
Macron comment.
Yeah, that was it. But, so yeah, 16 people with three GTs didn't work. But those were the first two multi-class races that we ever did on GTA. And that was the basis for the entire first season of the Multi-Class Endurance Championship. That was testing out a lot of things. That's why we did GT1 and GT2 in the first one, and then the three GTs in the second one, just to test it to see how it worked. And we you know, obviously, and then hosting those two races, I decided, do you know what, let's make a championship out of this.
Yeah.
And so it became the
it's
first
all history
season
from there.
Time to binge watch all the MCCs. I mean, that's a good idea. You could go back. I mean, it's all on YouTube.
Great. When first LSGP season had a crossover, quality racing right there.
I was in the lead on coupes on the Xbox and crashed into Malice, I think it was, at the crossover. Couldn't believe it.
Oh my god. Yeah, I remember I was battling, because we were supposed to yield to the people coming out of the tunnel, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
I was coming out of the tunnel as well, which made it worse.
I was like battling for third position or something. I was like, I'm going to catch up to this person. And I see people coming through the tunnel. I'm like, no way. I'm just going to beat this. And I crash into my own teammate. And I'm like, God damn it.
That's awful.
It.
Oh man.
That's awful. So you know, no crossovers anymore. This is actually the first MCC with the stunt tracks. Season three was before we had the stunt creator.
Oh yeah.
I think that's kind of why it's taken so long as well to, you know, it took a while for us to get the right techniques for creating tracks and get things updated properly and make sure, you know, when a big change happens like that with the creator, you want to make sure that you're not just hosting a big event like this the moment the creator comes out and people don't really know what they're doing. You know, that the creator has terrible props with their hitboxes and things on some props, you know, the metal barriers in particular. So, UVS Nismo in season two and the North Loop. Yeah, that was a good race as well. This is just MCC memories, this.
Yeah.
I highly recommend people to watch the original season two. I think I want to start, I want to move back towards season two style of videos. I don't know whether I'm going to be able to do it quite as in depth, but not just the highlights that I did. The highlights for season three I had to do, because I was doing it on all platforms, so There was no way I could edit the videos for every single platform and do all that. But
well, you'll have plenty of views. You'll have plenty of views this time to cover it like you did. Yeah. I mean, we'll have many. I mean, we'll have so many streamers this season. It'll be ridiculous.
Yeah.
So.
So yeah, it's. I recommend people to go watch the previous seasons. I think. Would you recommend starting with the season two videos?
There we go. What you want to watch some
whatever that last sentence was.
You
want to
watch some real memories? You can go back and watch the shenanigans as well. Season three shenanigans. Good time.
Yeah, very good time. My question was, what do you recommend watching the season two videos, the season two playlist for the MCC Fest?
Yeah, definitely.
With the in-depth videos.
Yeah, those in-depth videos were very good. Yeah, those were very well made. Then maybe all of the race, basically. Yeah. It was a great time.
Then maybe season one, and then you can do season three and then season four. Well, try to get it. Yeah, don't do it in order. I think season two, then go back to season one, see how it all started, then do season three, and then you'll be ready for season four starting.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
What were you saying just then? Before I...
Nothing. I thought you were going to yell at me for opening up another beer.
No. But,
you know.
I just looked at the amount of videos that you did for season 1, 2, and 3. So one has 7 videos, 2 has 11 videos, and 3 has 41 videos.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah. Season 3, yeah. That's because I needed one video for every round on every platform.
Yeah, so watch your respective platform, I would say.
Yeah.
If you're interested.
But then I did that. And then I did a recap video as well, so there was 4 videos for every round, and then the shenanigans video at the end.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. So many videos. Al, you're getting that ad revenue, though. All those
watch the shenanigans, and I think the shenanigans are no doubt going to come back again on all platforms, apart from round one, where they are banned.
Yeah, just not round one.
Yeah.
Where you want to get yelled at.
Yeah, round one is... definitely everyone go to the meetup, behave yourselves, and then from then on maybe you can do some shenanigans. But the shenanigans are kind of what a lot of people come to the races to watch, I think, because they've become such a big thing. They've become almost as much as important as the races themselves.
Dude, like one of them on PC, I think the one where Nas goes, "Hey, boss man," I'm pretty sure that one lasted half an hour to 45 minutes.
Oh, we had an hour long one, didn't we? In the road trip was like an hour.
Yeah, it was the road trip. The road trip was
God, that took so long. I remember I was like, "All right, this is funny, but I have stuff to do. I'm gonna come back and see." I came back and it was still going on.
Oh, yeah.
So when is the race gonna happen?
Yeah,
and I'm actually drinking good beer today, so.
Well, you save that. You save that for later.
Yeah.
Well, no, I'm not. Don't worry. We're gonna get. Don't worry. Don't worry.
We'll have apple juice.
My Regina GT.
That was ridiculous. I can't believe I did that. Oh, everyone! If you haven't seen these, you've got to watch them. The interesting thing this time is that PC isn't going to have all of the fancy bells and whistles that they had last time, right?
We'll find something, I'm sure. We'll find something.
You think? I was kind of looking forward to seeing what the PC guys could cook up, given the same parameters.
That goes against mods. Everything PC stands for. We will not be held back by the lower tier systems. That's not going to happen. So we will find some way to cheat and finagle a way to make ours better.
Okay, fine. So yeah, MCC, 2 weeks, going to be interesting. How do we think we're going to do performance-wise? Respective GTs. We're all in GT2, so we're going to have we're probably going to talk about the rounds as they go on. You know, as we do a round and we do a podcast, we'll probably talk about it and how we've done in our classes.
It just becomes an MCC podcast. for about a year.
We'll at least have an MCC segment it just might take up a bit more of the podcast than normal segments do.
Yeah.
I think the classes are, the GTs are really balanced, at least on Xbox. I'm excited.
That's a general, except, like, I think that's a general thing that people have said. Like, people have seemed to have been happy with the class balance this season.
It's just there's some people that are participating that are just kind of, you're like, all right, well, like, I don't want to point him out there, give him, you know, stroke his wiener anymore, but, you know, King Blaze, he's a quick fella, and I'm thinking he's the one to beat there.
Yeah, it seems like there's one name on, certainly, this isn't so much in GT2 and GT3, because those are, I think, more open, just naturally, because the highest skilled people are in GT1. But yeah. I think there's always one name on each platform that sticks out more than the others. Certainly Xbox and PS4, but I think PC...
PC is stacked.
PC stacked. GT1 is incredibly stacked.
Like, I think the one to watch, like, just by the most minor amount, would probably be Smithy. But even then, like, Smithy is very beatable by everyone else in his GT. So... you know, it's going to be ridiculous. And, like, everyone is a better driver than I am. So I'm going to have to practice. Even GT3 is better than me. So we're going to... I'm going to have to really practice and put in some time. So,
yeah, I really feel like I'm going to finish middle of the pack of the middle of the pack just every time, because I'm just so aggressively average in all aspects of life.
That could be... I mean, I would aim for that. I would be happy with 5th out of 9 this season. Yeah. 5th in GT2 is right in the middle of everybody. I don't know how I'm gonna do. Probably not well. Everybody,
I guess we'll see.
Everybody gets better, and I stay stagnant. So we'll see how it goes. But I'm feeling a bit more relaxed about it this season. I don't have any expectations. Nobody's expecting me to win. I don't have any expectations on myself, really. So I'm going to try and enjoy it a bit more, I think. Is it? Confidence, yeah, you can have all the confidence in the world, and then after race one, you can be gone.
Yeah. There's self-confidence, and then there's self-delusion.
Yeah.
Believe in yourself, I guess, is all I'm trying to say.
Oh, I know. I'm going to practice this year, though. I'm going to really try to practice.
So, sure you are not. Sure.
Look... you shut your mouth, RDT. Don't you talk to me.
I'm considering making all stream races the class. Like, even if we're doing different tracks, just keep it the class that we're racing in the MCC and race the same car all the time. Because stream races are my only practice, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to have to work in somewhere. I don't know where I'm going to work it in, but I'll figure it out. Or I won't, like RDT speculates. I'll just stop
that. Probably won't.
Yeah. No. So let's move off from MCC, because there's going to be plenty of MCC talk for the next 5 months.
Yeah. Especially next podcast as well.
Yeah, the next podcast we're going to be specifically talking about the MCC with our guest. Hopefully. I haven't asked him yet, so hopefully. But
hopefully he says yes. Yeah.
Let's move on to... yet more follow-up from episode 2. Episode 2 was probably one of the least watched because of the topic, but we've had the most follow-up from it. And we got another bit of follow-up.
And it was my favorite show we've done so far.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the topic.
It was actually semi-informative and semi-professional. And
thanks, guys. Thanks.
Wasn't that you?
No, it wasn't because of the guest, MVR.
Yeah, it was me.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was all MVR. That was the worst one we decided to keep him. It's like a really friendly
stranger. The one guest that we kept as the producer.
Yeah. Yeah, congrats. The one that we kept as a producer.
No, I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed
episode 2, but I think the topic of conversation didn't lend itself well to people enjoying watching it or listening to it. And it was early days as well for the podcast. I mean, we're still early days. It's going to be a hell of a lot different in weeks down the line, but you know, at least 3 episodes are always a bit shaky, I think. But I've lost my train of thought now. Yeah, the follow-up is Twitch affiliates. And yeah. Nos, you're a Twitch affiliate. You got Twitch affiliate.
I am a Twitch affiliate. I've met the minimum requirements of 3 viewers and actually streaming semi-seriously. It's very high bar to get into this program.
Yeah, the affiliate program is not difficult. You just have to have streamed. But they recently added, because they said that they were always going to do this, first you get cheers, which, yeah, for those who don't go on Twitch, it's basically their own currency, Twitch's currency, and you cheer with bits instead of dollars.
Yeah, like if you've ever went on one of those, let's say, inappropriate sites, they
have currency over there.
So, not that I would know.
Right. I mean, I don't know what you're talking about.
Boy, so I would never do such a thing. Anyway.
First thing I knew about it was Twitch bits.
You mean like CartoonNetwork.com? My mom doesn't let me on that website.
Yeah, because you can get to Adult Swim pretty easily.
Yeah, exactly. That one.
So anyway, what are we even talking about?
First you can get bits, then you get emotes.
And now they've enabled subs for Twitch affiliates, and there's been a lot of partners, I think, being a bit salty about this.
Oh yeah, they're so salty and upset.
Are they? Like, doesn't bother. I couldn't care less, to be honest.
Well, you're a reasonable man most of the time. So yeah, why bother you?
What are they upset about mostly?
They're upset about the fact that
they're not special snowflakes anymore.
Yeah, so. partners got the chance to, they had to, so was, you know, work hard and stream for years, and then one of the final rewards for being a partner was ultimately you get a sub button and you get people allowed to subscribe for you. Now you can get a sub button with minimum requirements of being affiliate,
of downloading and installing OBS. That is the minimum requirement.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. So, from that respect, I can kind of understand where they're coming from and why.
I kind of understand, you know, I can't.
It is difficult. It's a long slog to become a partner on Twitch, you know, streaming for so long. It's very difficult to start out from nothing and get to partnership levels, and now people can come in and start streaming on Twitch and get subscribers immediately. When you think, I had a YouTube channel of 30,000, I think it was, when I started streaming on Twitch, and I got partnered by having 3,000 followers on YouTube, 3,000 followers on Twitch, which is insanely low follower count to be partnered. But that was because I had the YouTube behind me. But it still took quite a few months to get partnered, despite having this YouTube channel and people, you know, all my views were, every single stream I did was over 100, 200 viewers, and then they still wouldn't partner me.
Yeah, the requirements were a lot higher back then for partners.
Yeah, that's
as
true.
Well, it was like 500 concurrent, if you remember that. Like, you had to get 500 and have a combination of everything over all kinds of social media.
Yeah, I think they're gradually...
not that way anymore.
Yeah, they're gradually lowering the bar to get access to these things, because ultimately they make more money from every subscriber that subscribes anyway.
Yeah, so it makes sense for them. And the viewers are happier, and the content creators are happier as well if you lower the bar. Well, most of them are, except for the jealous ones who want to cry about everything.
Yeah,
so, like, you already have your piece of cake. Why are you upset that someone else?
They don't want anyone else. Yeah, they don't want anyone else to have any of their cake.
And there's still various limitations to being an affiliate. You're not a partner.
Yeah, there are some significant limitations.
You don't get any, you know, the support, the kind of support that partners get. You're not invited to Twitch lounges or anything when you go to events, things like that.
You don't have a custom sub emoticon or a sub badge.
Next to people's names.
Badge.
Like, I have the Snoopy.
You only have 3 emotes, one for each tier. And, you know, that's
which really, for most subscribers, is one emote.
Yeah, for most subscribers, for any reasonable subscriber, it is one emote. Yes,
yeah,
definitely.
People, it feels like,
maybe we talked about that episode 2, but, you know, the higher tiers are not that great. Anyway, sorry about that, RDT.
You know, I cut you off, but it feels like a kid whose parents said, you got to wait till you're 8 years old to start a lemonade stand, and then, like, a 7-year-old across the street gets to start one. He's like, well, my parents told me I had to wait until I was 8. You shouldn't, like, shut up. Let him make his money. He probably makes better lemonade than you anyway. Get out of here, Johnny.
Yeah,
you little piece of shit. God.
Ultimately, it's just a way for people who, I mean, I would have loved to have the affiliate program back when I started streaming, because when you think that was maybe 3, 4, 5 months of streaming on Twitch without any income from Twitch whatsoever. I mean, little donations here and there, but people were asking me for a sub button stream after stream after stream after stream for a good few months. So, you know, it's just allowing people to earn a little bit of money from their streams, just like partners can, but there are a lot of limitations to what you get from that. And one of the ones that I'm most interested in is the revenue share for subscribers for affiliates, because obviously you're an affiliate now, you get subscribers, you know. How many subscribers do you have, by the way?
I have currently 14 subscribers.
14, okay. Because I remember you gave a prediction, right?
I set a kind of a goal, which was 20 subs in 2 weeks. I figured I could do that, and it's been a week and I have 14, so I'm very happy about that so far. It's went very well.
And people are using your emote in the chat.
And people are using my emote.
Those 14 people.
It makes me very happy.
It's nice to see that. It's nice when you see people using your emote, not just on your stream, but elsewhere as well.
Yeah, praise you guys. Thank you for using my emotes.
What's going to be interesting is the follow-up to this, which is how long it is then going to take you to be partnered. We put it to the question of whether an affiliate will be a holding cell where they keep people in as an affiliate for longer and hold off the proper partnership for longer than what they would have done had they had the same numbers and the same viewers and things like that.
I guess, as nothing.
Or will it be a lot easier to become a partner if you say you have 25, 30 subs or something, and it's just like, okay, straight into partnership? Because at 25 subs, you get an extra emote if you're a partner. You get two emotes, and then you get another one at 25, I think. Maybe they changed it to 20.
I believe.
25, 30. Okay.
Something like that.
Seeing as this is an episode 2 continuation, I think I'm going to share my 2 cents, if that's all right.
Go right ahead. Yeah. Of course.
Any extra information that you can join?
Firstly, I think it's fantastic that the affiliates now have sub buttons. The reason for that is that the more money coming to the platform is going to drive more innovation in the platform, which is fantastic. So partners shouldn't really be moaning about that.
The more money for Twitch is better for all the partners and people using Twitch in the first place.
Exactly.
And Twitch.
Exactly. Yeah.
It also gives Twitch a better idea of who their key money makers are going to be. So ultimately, I think there's going to be more partners created from the affiliate program, because it'll be easier to identify who's going to be, you know, their key money makers. There will be people that stay in that holding pattern, but they're staying there for a reason, and that's probably because they're not good enough. You know,
they're like interns.
If you don't have the subscriber numbers as a partner, as an affiliate, you're not going to have them as a partner.
What that allows the streamer to do as well is see that they're not, you know, getting where they need to be, but Twitch have all the information that they need. So they need to make a change. They need to improve their stream. They need to get better as a streamer. So I think that'll be better for
the
platform as a whole.
You were blind a little bit to that, because when you're streaming without subscriber numbers, you can't see. You could be streaming to 100 people and think, oh well, everything's going great, and I'll have 50 subscribers if Twitch just partner me, and then you get all annoyed that Twitch aren't partnering you, and then they do partner you, and you end up getting 2 or 3 subscribers, and you were deluding yourself. So I suppose the affiliate sub button is good for that, so Twitch can actually see the people who are going to get subscriber numbers, and ultimately those are the ones that they're going to partner.
Yeah, it's much better than the old system of applying and just thinking, oh well, you know, I'm getting a few viewers, so you know, I'm getting lots of follows and whatnot. It gives them a better idea, it gives the streamer a better idea, and it's measurable, which is great. The only problem I've got with the sub button on Twitch is that there needs to be more of a differentiation between partners and affiliates. a little purple tick isn't good enough, I don't think. I was in quite a lot of streams when affiliates got their sub buttons, and the majority of people in Twitch chat, the people that weren't immersed in the in the Twitch culture, didn't understand it. They just thought you'd been partnered.
Yeah, that's a fair point. I think there isn't much of a differentiation between partners and affiliates, really.
Yep. Anyway, that's the only thing. That's the thing that I think they need to do better on, really.
Now, I would agree.
Interesting
with that.
Thoughts.
Do we
want
to go back to your questions, though? So the revenue split. You want to go back to that?
Yeah. Before you get onto that.
Okay.
Let's see how much you're making that.
Yeah. Just to a final point on like the when you might end up being partnered. Interestingly, I think that it's a good point about that they can see the numbers of subscribers people are actually going to get, because when Zexy was, you know, like really pushing to get partnered, she opened up a game Wisp, which we talked about I think on episode 2 as well, and that was kind of the thing that pushed beyond, I think, like, because then you can show Twitch, I've got these people paying, you know, there are subscribers on a separate platform paying because they want to support me. If you were to just partner me, then I have the numbers already there. So yeah, in that respect, it's an incentive for Twitch to then partner someone who's got already 25, 30, 40 subscribers ready to just start putting income into Twitch. But then on the other hand, if the revenue share isn't as much for affiliates, then they would be more inclined to keep affiliates for longer. So
behoove them.
Yeah.
Well, I will say that back to your, just one quick thing back to your point, and like you said, viewer number does not necessarily give you any indication of sub number, because Xerxy when she's playing GTA, she gets a little over 100, right? Yeah. I think, usually. Yeah, yeah. And then she plays her other games, which are cool too, but she gets nowhere near the viewers that she does. I'm not hating on her, I'm just stating facts.
Yeah, like 50, 60 or something.
Yeah,
but more subscribers than that.
Yeah, but she has what, 70 subs right now?
Yeah,
something like that. Over that, maybe.
Yeah.
So you know, that's not really an indication. And now that that's
similar.
Be great.
Similar with me, this is something that people have pointed out, that I tend to get better sub numbers than my followers or viewers would suggest.
You do.
I certainly get better viewer numbers than my followers suggest, and then I get better subs than my
You have excellent viewer retention, absolutely.
Yeah,
anyway,
that's probably because of YouTube, but you know, you can't you can't base it on viewer numbers and things like that.
So the revenue split, hold on, it's very shocking.
I'm really interested.
It's just 50-50 across the board.
Okay. It was a damp squib.
So it's completely fair in my opinion. We don't get the higher tier subs. We don't get the better splits for that, like you do.
Oh,
I
it's 50-50 across the board.
Across the board, all sub tiers.
Okay, that's so where they've done it then.
Yeah, which is, I think, completely fair. I'm happy with that, honestly.
What do you think, RDT? What do you think about this?
See, I understand that Twitch is providing you with this platform. It's their software, their hardware, and all that, but I feel like 50-50 isn't fair, which, as I mean, Nas, you're a streamer, you're an affiliate, if you're cool with that, that's cool. To me, if I was to put the time in, I would say, well, I'm bringing in these people, I'm bringing in the money, I need at least 60% of that money.
So you think 50-50 isn't enough?
But how much negotiation power do you really have, though?
No, you don't have any negotiation power, but that's the thing. They're giving you this opportunity. They didn't have to make an affiliates program. But that doesn't mean that everything is right. You know, just because you can't argue it doesn't mean that it's right.
Now, if regular partners had like a 70-30 split and then the affiliates only got 50-50, then yeah, I wouldn't be very happy with that. But the fact that, you know, your 499 sub rough gets you 50-50 right now, since you're not at the stable 500 yet.
Yeah.
So, and
wait, what? Wait,
same.
Seriously?
Yeah. I get 50-50 as well.
I do remember that, but I remember the specific number. That is crazy.
The difference is his higher tier subs for the partners get a better split. So it's like 70-30 for the, or is it 60-40 for the next tier, then 70-30 for $24.99?
It's 60-40 for the $10 subscription and 70-30 for the $25 subscription. Whereas it's 50-50 across the board for you.
That's where they drop off. And I'm never going to encourage anyone to sub at a higher tier anyway. Yeah, I would rather have the stable subscriber numbers of 4 months in a row rather than, you know, just to show that viewer retention than to have one $24.99 sub for a month.
Yeah, I'm gonna jump in to PPC May. I think that's what it says. It's yellow, I can't really see. He says to people listening that might be listening, as a streamer could always say that your users shouldn't sub and donate instead. What do you receive as someone who donates other than the satisfaction of supporting them?
Yeah, exactly.
You don't get emotes, you don't get to show. You just say, hey, you took some of my money.
And the most important part of the affiliate program is, as we said, the possibility of a road to partnership to unlock more benefits for the people who subscribe for you. That is the most
important. Which apparently it doesn't give you much more.
It doesn't give you much more money, but at this point, I don't care. At least as an affiliate, I don't care about the money. If you're an affiliate and you're trying to push for a living right away, you're doing it wrong. Every bit of money that I've always gotten goes back into the stream. In fact, I'm about to build a second stream PC and get a wheel because of Cuff's generous donation a couple weeks ago. Thanks again for that.
Cuff the man.
But everything that I've ever gotten has went back into the stream. Again, that's what I say all the time. I am a little boy who lives with his mommy, so I don't have any bills and I can afford to put everything back into that. So the money isn't the thing. It's the avenue to be able to unlock more emotes and a custom badge and more things to make the people who do support you happier.
Yeah, I think the whole ecosystem of Twitch lends people to subscribe rather than donate because of the added features that you get from it. But for those who do want to solely support the streamer and that's their only thing, then donations are always the best way to do that.
Yes.
But
there's just something about having everyone with your emotes in chat,
when you subscribe rather than donate, you feel more a part of the community, I guess. That you're watching and you're seeing in the chat, and you're part of that more so than if you just donate.
That's important.
That's not to say that people who aren't subscribing aren't part of that. It's just the feeling that you get from, where you're
going. And that sub is important because it encourages viewer retention as well. If you're sub to a guy, then you probably like him enough to come back. And that's what's been most important to me on Twitch, at least, is I've had excellent viewer retention. Not without help, of course. Thank you, bruh, for letting me leech off of you. But, I've been stable for a while now, which is very nice. The bits payout is 1-to-1, Iceman. The Twitch takes their cut when you buy the bits.
Yeah.
So
it's always the same. It's interesting about the amount, because I genuinely thought that Twitch might go 40-60 for affiliates.
I would not put it past them to do so.
I thought they were going to do that, and then there's an incentive for them then to keep, because let's face it, the $10 and $25 subscriptions aren't all that common anyway. Really, affiliates have exactly the same revenue share for the vast majority of subscribers that they get as partners do. So I think we now know the three tiers of it, basically. We've got the affiliate tier, which is 50-50 across the board for all three levels of subs. You've got the standard partner, which is 50-50 for the base $4.99 sub, 60-40 for the $10 sub, and then 70-30 for the $25 sub. And then you've got the premium partner tier, which is 70-30 across the board. But to get that, you have to have 500 subscribers and hold that for a month, and then you can actually get the premium contract. So it's a big leap. It's the leap from affiliate to partner isn't as much as what it is from partner to premium partner, essentially, in terms of what you need for each step.
Now, once you reach that premium partner level, can they take that away if you aren't hitting those numbers anymore?
I don't think so.
No.
I think if you drop to 450 or 400 or whatever, you'll still keep that 70-30. Once you're on that premium contract, you're on that premium contract.
Because you show the potential.
Yeah.
Such a significant boost in revenue once you hit it, though, from going from, you know, I have 450 subs to I have 500 subs, and then you get that higher tier. That's gonna be quite large of a wage increase.
I mean, 500 subs on its own with $2.50 each sub is a significant amount. I could live off that, like with at least paying basic bills anyway. Maybe not food and stuff, but. Yeah,
that's what donations are for.
Well, every little helps. It does. It allows me to live. But
and we're just starving, me and us.
aren't you both in your parents' house right now?
What?
Yeah, but that's a different story altogether.
I'm sure someone will be able to do the quick calculations in the chat. But the difference from earning $2.50. per sub to $3.50 almost. I think it's $3.50 pretty much. For 500. Yeah, it's an extra dollar. It's an extra $500 a month. That was easy calculations. It's an extra $500. It's basically
master's putting to work.
It's an extra $500 a month for no extra. That would take you another, what, 250? No.
Yeah, it's an extra thing.
Yeah, an extra 200 subscribers, there we go. It would take you an extra 200 subscribers under the normal
carry the one
amount to get that $500 a month extra. So it's essentially, once you get that premium contract, Twitch are just giving you a $500 per month pay increase.
Yeah.
Which, that's significant. That's a huge boost.
And like RDT said, with donations, don't discount the fact that if you have a community where 500 people are coming back to sub every single month, you've probably got some people dropping some money on you too, with donations. So
yeah,
you can get up there and you can certainly live
off things. Yeah, and I think this is why I'm always trying to be overly the other way about these things, and when it comes to talking about money and things like that, I hate talking about it so much because I'm so grateful that I can do what I can do, and it's built off people being generous with their own money enough to subscribe and donate and all that kind of stuff. So, and you know, it's important to never ever lose that fact that, you know, it is people that are doing this, and
hunger to entertain and do more.
Yeah, and everything that I do is for people who are watching to hopefully get some entertainment and joy out of it. But yeah, hashtag push for 500. That's the thing. We've been close. We've had 479 at the end of one stream.
I mean, like, as a sub to you for
get the dog on the podcast.
You mother. This dog. Is it a female dog or a male dog?
He's left.
it's a male.
Sorry, what were you saying? What were you saying, RDT?
Why?
As someone who has subbed to you for over a year now, I think, and like in the past I've subbed to you, I would much rather spend $60 in a month to watch you than go see like two movies that might be mediocre, because I know what
two movies. Yeah.
I mean, $60 factor in popcorn and a drink. That's like,
yeah, I suppose that's true. It's all about, I guess, the value for your money. And but then there's the argument that you can have it for free. You don't have to pay any money. You get it all.
You
for
could
free anyway.
Yeah. But you know.
Yeah. So it's whether you, if you have the.
I'm just such a swell guy.
You are indeed. Thank you. And thank you Nos, for giving me some of Amazon's money with your Twitch Prime subscription.
Yes, I wouldn't give it to anyone else.
And I do have Netflix, but yeah.
All right, let's move on to our regular segments.
Moving on.
Oh wow, this is quick.
Yeah, it's, anyway, it's flown by.
Just to recap, sub affiliate's going well. Can't wait. You know, it's going really well, and I've really enjoyed it so far. So.
Good job, well done.
Yes, 3 viewers concurrent. I'm good.
So I think we'll do choke of the week first. Let's do that.
Choke of the week. Let's bring it down into the choke of the week. Down.
So,
I don't know why
for those
it's down,
who don't
but
know what this is, we're gonna show 3 chokes. If you're listening to this, go into the podcast and on YouTube. If you look in the description, you'll see timestamps, and you can go straight to the bit where it says regular segments, and you'll get straight to this bit. But we're about 50 minutes in. We showcase three chokes submitted by you guys who watch and listen. The link to submit your chokes is also in the description on YouTube and in the podcast on the audio version as well. And we choose the best three, and then you guys in the chat who are watching live get to choose who is the ultimate winner and the choke of the week this week. So let's go into this. So we got choke number one first from...
Let me know when you play.
This is rough. I haven't seen him yet. From my computer will load.
Firestarter. It won't play it for you. Okay.
No. All right,
I'm going to start playing it now.
All right, I'll watch it back. I'll just react to it now.
Okay.
All right, so we're on some very stunt props track. We're going up and uphill of stunt props here. This is curb boosting karma yet again, by the way, the title of this video. So let's get ready for some curb boosting, ladies and gentlemen. As we come around this corner, where are the curbs? We gotta find them. Oh, there they are. We found them. Uh-oh, and slid and we're up.
Straight into the drink.
Into the water.
Oh, wow. First place as well. Where does he end up? Fourth?
Down into fourth. And this was at the end
Right
of
at the end as well.
Right at the end.
Oh,
look
wow.
at that.
That is what I'm not sure.
Turn down the YouTube a little bit.
All right. Choke 2 starting playing now. This is from Johnny.
We're playing some Burnout Paradise.
That's a big old crush.
And he's dead.
Yeah, he is dead. But he's okay though. He's still in first.
Oh yeah, still.
This one needs a little bit of explaining.
Yeah, I'm gonna go on that one. Like, I watched it beforehand. Wait, where's he gone? Look at what he's done. He has gone the wrong way after the crash.
Oh my goodness. This
from
guy.
First to last.
Oh, nice drift there.
And then he still hits the barrier as well.
Look at this guy. He can't even drive.
It's not the winning.
Wow. You lost this event. Wrong. He was in the lead right at the end as well.
The winning.
It wasn't even the crash that did it for him. It was the going the wrong way. Alright, choke number 3, gonna play it now from Jaunty.
Looks like we are in the Nero Custom. What track is this? Possibly the North Loop. It's the North Loop Classic and Tire Lot.
And see the sign.
And yes, there's also a sign there. We're gonna go not into the river. I've seen that happen before, going off into the river.
So, I mean, he lost the lead, but he's still in third at the moment.
Not too bad. Curbs again.
Curb boosting karma again.
don't curb.
What happens, man?
Very dangerous.
Oh, and then that's just the worst when you see a sea of people go past you. But it's not over yet, though.
just slam him off in rage. And he's got to wait.
And then he has to wait.
I would not wait for that.
I wouldn't have waited for that either, to be honest.
What a nice guy.
But that's one of those moments where just everything goes wrong. You have those moments, and one thing goes wrong, and then another thing goes wrong, and then you end up, everything is just... And you're at the back of the pack. He was in first.
He was.
Wasn't at the end of the race, though. But
no, he was not.
All right, so, straw poll is up. Those who are watching, get on the straw poll, vote for your favourite. Which one do you think is the biggest choke? Which deserves to be the Choking Hazard Podcast Choke of the Week? Let us know, and MB Hammer will come in to tell us the results. And we need to decide what our favorite
that
chokes
we do.
Are.
Yes, we do. I've made my.
I am just watching choke number 3. Ooh, that's rough.
It's between two for me, I think.
Oh yeah.
There's two of them in the running, and I'm having difficulty deciding which one I like the best.
I've got one that I particularly like. One that's my favorite.
I think I've decided.
Have you? What about you, RDT? So.
I think I've just decided.
Ah, okay.
Oh, man.
They're all very good. To let people know, these are the top three. So if you didn't get your chalk submitted, or you actually didn't win, you can always resubmit your chalk for the next podcast as well.
So we've got 78 votes so far, and they're... One is at 30 votes, one is at 26 votes, and one is at 22 votes.
Okay, very close. Okay.
Very close this week. Very
this is close. Really tough. But I think I'd have a definite winner in my mind.
Okay, so do you want to give our thoughts first?
Well, I can call it at 80 votes if you want.
How many are we on now?
Well, we've got 220 viewers right now. Let it go for a little while.
Okay.
A few more minutes. Okay. We usually call it around 100. So get in your votes, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't know. I'm now thinking. I'm now stuck between all three of them. I thought I'd chosen.
RDT, are you dying? Do you need an ambulance?
He's muted himself because he's dying. Yes.
Well, that's very considerate to the quality of the stream. I forgot to mention,
regular segments, this is the time where people need to get into the Discord chat if they have any questions for us. If you have any questions. I forgot to mention that. Are you
That's
okay,
the last
RDT?
Time I drink beer. just kidding.
Yeah. Good joke. Real life joke, real life RDT.
I actually was joking.
All right, so I think it's time you should call it now and we can give our decisions. So...
yeah, I vote me for choke of the week.
Okay, you're calling it there. We have 87% of the, we have 87 votes, and we have our first ever tie.
Oh my god!
Wow,
our first ever Choking Hazard podcast tie.
Oh, we're gonna have two chokes of the week.
In third place.
Wait! Don't we have to vote first?
Yeah, let's see what our favorites are.
You vote
maybe
first.
We could be the deciding votes. If we put our vote onto the vote count.
Okay, yeah, let's do that. He'll just end up
with a tie again.
Probably,
tie. So who's first? Who's going first? Me? How about me?
You go first.
I've got to go with my man Johnny. That was pretty bad. It was a different game, which makes it unique as well. Johnny's choke is the choke for me.
Can I just ask about choke 2? That's Johnny's choke. Was that an online race, or was it a single-player race?
Probably single player.
Yeah,
so I think single player.
The AI is always perfect then, so it makes it even more difficult. You can't rely on them choking to get back up in the pack. But yeah, that was my choke. That was the one for me. Johnny had a good one.
All right.
Go on, RDT, what's your favorite?
I am going to have to go for the three chokes in one, which happened to be number three with Jonty. That was his, right?
Yeah,
that... He messes up the hairpin, crashes just before the slight left, and then just totally misread where that other car was going to be and veered right into him. That is just a mental breakdown of a choke.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
I'm going three.
I was originally going to say choke one, and that was. But then I thought about it a little more, and choke three reminds me of myself so much. It is an absolute capitulation meltdown from first to last with all these cars flying past you. Not just one mistake, then another mistake, then another mistake, and end up right at the back from the lead. I have to pick number three myself as well.
All right.
I can respect that.
Yeah. So,
give us our
third place was choke number two, Johnny, burned out.
Okay.
Interesting.
4 votes. And with the tiebreaker now provided, second place was choke number one, Splashdown from Feistada.
That's a great name for it.
And of course, choke number three, the multi-choke by Jonty 500.
Yeah.
Is your choke.
Congratulations, Jonty. You are Choking Hazard Podcast.
You are terrible.
Congratulations, you're awful.
Suck.
Really, really bad.
That's what happens.
Yeah, I think that one is a deserving winner, to be honest. I was going to pick one. If I'd picked one, it would have been a tie again.
Yeah, it would have
but
been.
But I changed after thinking about it more. Good stuff, good chokes. I think
good
it's time for RDT's Apple Juice Minute, right?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Let's reiterate, though. We're going to move into our call-in section shortly. If you have any questions for us in the podcast, be sure to hop on Discord. If you're a sub, a Patreon supporter, or regular in the stream, hop in the phone bank. MB Hammer will take your questions, pull you in, and you'll get your chance to ask us whatever your heart desires. Maybe you got something on your mind about MCEC. Maybe you want to complain about card choices. Or maybe you just want to ask a personal question. Get in the phone bank and we'll make it happen.
I don't think anyone wants to complain about card choices.
Oh, I guarantee you everybody does.
Now, boys, I'm going to go away for a bit, okay? If I'm not back, just stretch, all right? You'll be all right. Don't worry.
Okay.
Don't worry, all right?
Not very good at stretching.
I'll be back, don't worry.
We've been stretching the entire stream. The entire stream has been one long stretch.
To be fair.
Yeah. See, this is why we need reviews on iTunes. This is why we need comments on YouTube. We need this feedback of if it's terrible or not. Because if it is, we'll just end it.
All right, yeah. I'm back. There's nobody in the
Wait, what?
Right.
No, I don't want to end it. I don't care. I was joking.
You didn't notice I said that. RDT's gone. He's left.
RDT has went to.
Oh, I see a shadow. Oh, the American flag, of course.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Again, you've got to watch this if you're listening to it.
Oh, boy.
I think we know where we're going with this. Guess who's back? Back again.
Oh, man.
Ulysses is back. Yesterday, boys, was probably the most important day in the entirety of the United States. And here we go again. We need it. Just needs to be done. All right. Now, I don't know about you European communists over there, but yesterday was a little thing we call Freedom Day. Some people like to call it the 4th of July.
Woo,
Independence
Day.
Yeah, buddy. And, you know, like I reiterated last time, it's a very important time for the United States to celebrate our culture and our freedom. And there's only one way to do that, and that is with a crisp, refreshing beer. But I just don't mean any refreshment, any cold beer. I need a beer that's as cold as the Rocky Mountains, okay? I need a beer.
Hell yeah, brother.
That's all I need. I went into the liquor store the other day, and friggin' this little twerp comes up to me. He goes, hey, can I help you with pick out your beer? I said, get away from me, you little boy. What are you doing? All right, I know what I'm doing. All right, I said to him, you can help me with three things. I need a beer that tastes like freedom, firepower, and the flag. Okay, that's it. Those are the three things.
Holy Trinity, brother. Holy Trinity.
So I pulled out a sixer of ice cold Coors Light, cold as the Rocky Mountains, as you can tell. Just look at that. Look at these things. All right. You just pop this in. What was that? Did a bald eagle just learn how to fly? Yes, it did. Okay. And that's what happens every time you open up a can of Coors Light. Ben Franklin had one of these and he discovered electricity. Okay. He sucked one down. He said, wow, now I know. Albert Einstein was in Germany. He was like, I should probably help out this Hitler guy. Then he had a Coors Light and said, I'm going to go help the Americans build the nuke. And that's just what happened. Just Albert Einstein, Ben Franklin, Ronald Reagan. They're all great American heroes.
Hey, Dale Earnhardt, brother. Dale Earnhardt.
Dale Earnhardt. Maybe had a few before he went out driving. But, you know, we won't talk about that. This taste of pure red, white, and blue freedom right here in Coors Light. From your American cousin, Ulysses Northcutt. It's good to talk to you fellas again.
Oh, my days.
Yeah, raise hell, praise Dale. Hell yeah, buddy. George, you're my favorite American in chat. That's
oh, shit, don't kick me out.
Ulysses Northcutt. The second time we've had him on the podcast. Oh my days. These podcasts are getting a little bit too American for my liking.
You can't stop the freedom. You just can't stop it.
Oh, you're back.
Who the hell was that guy?
You kicked him out.
Yeah.
One heck of a wardrobe change.
What the hell? Where did this come from?
Oh man.
And the Oscar nominees are RDT
33 for Ulysses North.
Uh oh.
What happened?
Having a few issues.
Are we?
It's stabilized. It's fine. We're all good.
It's fine. Don't worry about it.
It's fine. Don't worry.
Oh, I need to. Whew, hold on. I remember how to speak for a second. that little bit got me.
Excuse me.
Oh god.
Just my extra American coming out.
RDT's apple juice minute there, ladies and gentlemen. Well done.
There you go.
Good job. So, let's try and bring this a bit more European again. And have Bruffy's racing corner. Not talk about NASCAR and driving around in circles, but we'll bring it back to some Formula One. And the Baku Azerbaijan Grand Prix. You guys watched it, or so you told me.
I did. I watched that European nonsense. I told you.
That's what you told me, or so you didn't read.
That's what I said. That guy left a beer. That's pretty nice of him.
There's one
the
particular
is my city in the chat, I swear to God.
The race itself was a very good race, and it was a lot of fun. But there's one particular moment, Sebastian Vettel driving into Lewis Hamilton behind the safety car. What do you guys think about this?
Evidence showed Hamilton didn't brake, so I mean, I don't know.
Various drivers saying that the safety car goes way too slow.
Yeah, Hamilton was whining. It was a legitimate complaint that was putting people's lives at risk with the safety car going too slow. I do remember that. It was putting everybody in danger because they couldn't keep the heat on the tires up, if I remember.
Yeah, that was
to acceptable levels. So,
but then he went slower himself once the safety car had left on purpose.
Yeah.
The thing that he was complaining about, he did himself.
And when it comes down to it, you got to adhere to the rules that are in place at the time. So you can't argue against a rule that is a rule and then bitch about it.
But then Vettel
was just acted angry like a child. That's something I would do in GTA.
In my opinion, there's never an excuse for that. But no. I also think that the punishment that was dished out during the race, which was the maximum penalty that can be dished out during a race, apart from black flagging someone and getting them off the track, I think that was reasonable for what happened, to be honest. He's had further things happen. He's had to go to the FIA and further sanctions, and he's had points put on his license and things like that. But I think that 10-second stop and go penalty was enough for that. When you think it was behind the safety car, it was really slow speed. There's no excuse for doing it, so he got a penalty for it, like he should have done. But I think people were blowing it out way too out of proportion.
Yeah, probably.
Mainly Lewis Hamilton fans,
because everyone loves to hate Lewis Hamilton anyway. From the little bit that I've understood, because he just wins.
I think
all the
that's
time.
More British people. At least I don't really like him that much.
I'm just happy with the winner of that race. I think I've come to a decision.
Yeah.
After my several F1 races, Daniel Ricciardo is my favorite F1 driver. Absolutely.
He's definitely up there for me. I really like Daniel Ricciardo.
I really like Daniel Ricciardo, and he likes Dale Earnhardt, so I'm very happy. I'm very happy with Daniel Ricciardo. Very good driver, very good guy. Makes great choices. So I'm very happy that he won the race after all that.
Yeah, it was a good race. It was actually a good race.
Nas means Verstappen, not Ricciardo. Look, I'm not Dan, I'm sorry. I can't meme that hard. I can't actually pretend to be a Verstappen fan. I'm sorry.
No, it's too much. it was an incident that happened. He was punished for it, and then that's the end of it, really. I think
it was just some really poor. And his own car at risk.
I think.
Oi,
some...
what are you doing?
I'm having a few internet issues. I think I'm having a few internet issues. Just so you're aware, you cut out on that, so I didn't hear what you said.
Cool.
And the video is cutting out a little bit. So I think something's going wrong somewhere with Skype or Discord or something. Something's just not happening.
I'm hearing RoboBruffy. I was, but no.
Yeah. I was hearing RoboBruffy. So.
Yeah, I'm not having a good time of it at the minute. I don't know why. I mean, nothing's really changed. But yeah. I mean, I've got 100 up and 100 down.
Do what everyone else in Sweden is... Well,
Sweden makes meatballs and beautiful
Sweden.
Women. Those are the two things. And IKEA furniture. Well, right? Internet's not...
They have a lot in common with us over there, actually. Don't they just blame immigrants for everything over there in Sweden?
I think maybe a little bit sometimes. Yeah. I think that might be something.
MAGA.
Right now.
Oh, maybe, we got frozen guys.
Oh,
maybe. Do we have Ulysses any callers? Maybe we need phone. To just like. Maybe we just need to cut the podcast here and have one of the shorter ones.
Yeah.
Again, I haven't heard a word that's just been said.
No.
I assume it's a right.
What?
Oh, it's a write in.
Is it right in? No, there's many issues going on right now. There are so many issues happening. It's all gone downhill. So many issues. I think we should just end it here.
Nah. We'll say write the question down and we'll save it for next week. Or is it
yeah, we can save the write-in question for next week and I'll be no, back on my regular PC next week as well, so with a guest and all new stuff, so yeah, let's do that. Thank you guys for co-hosting with me.
So it is,
once
by
again.
Way, is it actually next Friday?
What? Oh my god!
What?
This sounds.
is the show actually next Friday?
Am I
going
to?
No, sorry. When I say next week, you? I mean in 2 weeks. I mean in
the
21st
is our next episode. Subscribe to me on Twitch later.
Yes, everybody go do all what you need to do to subscribe to NOS and RDT and Robot Guys and Frozen webcams and all that stuff. I think I'd better just take a decision to end it right now. Thank you. And RDT gets out the American flag, of course. Yeah, put us out of our misery. Sorry, we got through most of it. I think it was good up until this point, to be honest. I enjoyed it again, just sitting and chilling, like, you know, just one of these podcasts. But sorry to everybody who made it this far, and we've had issues. But yeah, back on the main PC next week, so on the next podcast, so we should be all right. Yeah, that's the story of the whole podcast, isn't it? Really, RDT just with an American flag behind him, NOS with the hat on. Don't get all Independence Day on me. Screw that. All right, guys, that's going to be it. We'll see you all in the next episode.
See you later.
See you later, guys. Bye-bye.